Now, one of Australia's lesser known serial killers, Lindsay Rose, murdered five people and is now serving five consecutive life sentences in jail. But what about the people who counted him as a friend before the truth came to light? We're speaking with Campbell McConaughey, who is the author of The Fatalist and a friend of Lindsay Rose, to find out exactly that. So Campbell, I mean, the first question is, are you still Lindsay Rose's friend?
Yes, I always add the caveat that I don't condone what he did, but having interviewed him in prison for 10 years, I'd say I call him my friend. I didn't know him particularly well before I found out about his criminal career. We used to drink at the same hotel, and I was unaware that he'd already committed three murders then. We were just sort of acquaintances at the same hotel.
Wow. So, you were his friend. I guess the question is really, like, what was your impression of him before you knew everything?
He was kind of the rowdy guy who would end up being the life and soul of the party. So he was very outgoing and warm with people. He was generous with people. When he had money, he looked after people. He might be not in good shape on a given day. And so, yeah, most people got on quite well with him.
So, I mean, at the time then, like, did you have any inkling of what he was really like? Did you ever think, oh, he seemed a bit dodgy or anything like that?
Well, look, what we did know was that, well, according to him, he managed a brothel out at Campbelltown, and I didn't know whether to believe it. I never went out there. That was a long way from Burwood. But so I suppose he was on the seedy side of life in the fact that he was involved in a brothel. But, you know, when I was only 19 and just hanging around the pub talking to lots of different people, of which he was just one, I just sort of took it as it came and played pool with him when the opportunity came about and had a chat about life in general. So at the time, no, I didn't really have any inkling.
Wow. So, wait, how old is he?
Well, he was early to mid-30s then. He's 62 now.
Okay, cool. Wow, so quite young. So, I mean, the book is painstakingly researched. You've done a lot of work there. So, I mean, apart from the obvious, what's the most surprising thing you discovered?
Well, early on, the first thing I did was hit the newspaper archives, and I learned straight away that he had been an ambulance officer when he was young. That was his calling, I suppose you could say. He entered the ambulance service when he was 21 and was quite successful at it by all accounts. And he was in the second ambulance to arrive at the Granville train disaster in 1977 and distinguished himself there at the rescue all day. So I suppose that was, you know, having seen him on the news and finding out that he'd confessed to these murders, and then I started my research and found that, well, hang on, he was actually an ambulance officer as well. That was a big surprise, and I suppose that was also it engaged my curiosity even more once I found that out.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as someone who's obviously taken lives, but also is, saving lives, it's quite an incredible sort of dichotomy there. So, I mean, you've done a lot of research into criminal psychology. After all the murders and everything has come to light, does what he did, like, make sense to you?
It kind of does, and again, I'll just keep saying the caveat. It doesn't mean that he can be forgiven for what he did, but I can understand how he came to a place where he thought that was okay to do that. So I've traced his childhood and his upbringing and his experiences, and he sort of has a genetic risk factor for criminality as well, and he found himself in situations where violence was the perceived solution to problems, and he then ended up in in sort of on the edge of the criminal world. He was working as a private investigator for many years and encountered corrupt policemen and worked with someone who was also a criminal and sort of fell into some criminal activity. And then he encountered people who he believes wronged him terribly, and he'd sort of got to the point where he'd established violence as a solution to problems and decided this person had wronged him, to his mind, I'll say again, to his mind, this person had wronged him so much that he thought he should go and kill that person.
Whoa, that's, wow.
So yeah, it's quite a transformation. It's not something that people enter into lightly. And I've kind of traced the path that took him to that point.
All right. My gosh, it sounds like a cracker of a book. I mean, we're going to have to leave it there, but whoa, okay. I mean, yeah, if you want to find out more, I guess, about the criminal mind and I guess about, you know, just casually being able to be friends with someone like that, then, you know, pick up the book. That was Campbell McConaughey there on his book, The Fatalist, about, you know, essentially knowing the multiple murderer, Lindsay Rose, who is now serving 3 consecutive life sentences in prison.